It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news in shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City. Join Pastor Trevor Banks and On to Perfection at 7:45 a.m. Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO.
All these things people talked down upon and thought they'd never be, but look, here they are. Why? Because somebody had a seed, and they didn't listen to the naysayers. They didn't listen to the gloom and doom. They didn't listen to the doubting Thomases. They listened to God. I'm going to tell you something. God knew that there would be automobiles, and that was God didn't create them. God gave us the seed.
Portions of WCNO's broadcast day are underwritten by Steammaster Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning, specializing in carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout cleaning. Steammaster also provides 24-hour emergency water damage services, serving commercial and residential clients in Palm Beach and Broward counties since 1990. Family-owned and operated, licensed and insured, Steammaster can be reached at 561-547-3390. That's 561-547-3390.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Because God is God, and He doesn't change. He changes not according to Scriptures. Even though the Holy Ghost is always moving and God is on the move, His character doesn't change. But there is somebody's character that should be changing from day to day. Come on. That's me and you, or you and I should say. Amen? So recognizing that we're all in the process of becoming what God wants us to be, meaning that God is continually preparing me for what He has prepared for me. Amen? I'll try it again. God is preparing me for what He has prepared for me. And that's so I really don't arrive at a destination that I can't occupy. Because we've been talking about being an occupying force. I mean, there's a lot of people in the body of Christ today that have arrived at a destination that they have not been able to hold on to. They've had to forfeit some territory. Amen? Because I really believe that the worst thing that we can do as believers is to try to move into some kind of a half-baked revelation or a half understanding, and then try to get what God is saying, and then end up having to forfeit territory that God has already promised us because we didn't know how to keep the ground that we took. We didn't know how to stay where He called us to stay. Does anybody know what I'm talking about this morning?
Yes, sir.
Anybody ever stepped out on a half-baked revelation before? Has anyone ever fought some battles and then you found out later that you had to refight them same battles over again? Huh? I know I have. Some of them enemies look very familiar sometimes, amen? And the reason that happens is because sometimes we move into a territory without a full understanding of where we're going, without the full revelation of where we're going. And listen, in everything that you get, make sure you get understanding. Understanding is so important when you go to occupy something, when you're trying to occupy the promise. Because if you can understand how something works, and how many of you know, you're able to navigate the waters and go through the territory and really occupy and possess what God has called you to possess. Amen? See, God doesn't want you to arrive or just to visit your promise. He wants you to occupy it. A lot of times we see a lot of people in the body that just visit the promise. And He wants you to possess it and inhabit the territory. God's called us to be possessors. I mean, the lesson of the wilderness is that when they were in the wilderness, they weren't possessors, they were gatherers. But there came a time when they had to move out of the slave mentality and step into a possession mentality and possess the promise. See, they used to just get up every day and go out and pick up food off the ground because God gave provision. But when God gave the promise, He said, if you want the promise, you go take the land. You possess the land. Come on, somebody. So now how many of you understand that according to Scripture, as we walk out our journey, we're going to have some difficult days from time to time. Amen? But can I just say this to you? My lowest day today is still higher than my highest point yesterday. Uh-oh. I'll try it again. My lowest point today is still higher than my highest point yesterday, because while I'm going through some peaks and valleys in my life today, I'm constantly ascending the hill of the Lord. I'm constantly going up the mountain of God. Huh? It's not that I go way up and then fall off a cliff. Or I go way up and have a few steps and I go up and come back again, or two steps forward and one step back. It's really that I'm climbing a mountain, and while I'm climbing the mountain, there's some dips in there. So even though I'm going up and I go down in a dip, I'm still going up. Come on, anybody ever ride through the Smoky Mountains? I mean, I know there's this place in the Smoky Mountains called Clingman's Dome. And as you're driving up and you get up to the altitude, your ears start popping. And then every now and then you go around a corner and you just kind of dip down. But how many know that little dip is still a lot higher than where you were an hour ago? Huh? You're still going up. Anybody ever been to Spook Hill and Lake Wills? That ain't really Spook Hill. You just sit on a hill and it rolls you up the hill backwards. They just kind of, you drive down this hill and then you drive up, and all of a sudden the car, you put it in neutral and you sit there, and then the car just starts rolling up the hill. So in Lake Wills, they call that Spook Hill. Well, it's false perception, because really, even though you're rolling up the hill backwards, you're on a bigger hill that's slanted, that's really tilted back. So it gives you the feeling that you're going up the hill backwards. It ain't a spook hill at all. You're just up higher than you thought you were. Come on, touch somebody and say, I'm up higher than I thought I was. How many of you recognize that today in the church, there's a cry that's been coming out of the hearts of our generation for more? I'm not talking about the part where, I'm not talking about when we say we want more of God and that we're saying that God doesn't satisfy us. Because how many know Jesus satisfies? He fills our tank. He keeps us overflowing. But there's a cry in the generation for more presence, more of God in our lives, more revelation, and more of God in His presence, more time spent well with God, more understanding of God, more revelation of God, more influence with God, more breakthrough in our lives, so that we're not who we were the day before. Because how many know there's a growing process, and there's this real cry in the body of Christ today for this move of God to come, this revival of God to come in His church and shake the church and cause a lot of our church to really move out of this apathetic place that it's been in. Come on now. Does anybody know what I'm talking about this morning? Somebody say more. If you remember, the prophecy in Isaiah was, it says, when He removes our shame, He gives us double for our trouble. I mean, that's the nature of our Father, that He gives you double for your trouble. So how many of you understand that if that statement is true, then trouble always brings a greater reward? Huh? Come on now, I'm not making it up. It's what it says. And now, if you haven't ever been in trouble, this won't mean much to you, but if you've been in some trouble, you recognize that trouble oftentimes will become your avenue to promotion. And you learn how to press through to that next level, to that new measure, so that the very tribulation that it took for us to get there becomes the validating reason for us to remain at that level. Huh? That makes sense? In other words, the battle that you've been through is what validates you for where you're going to next. It prepares you. Ooh, Jesus. Come on, that's a bombshell. I know that's a bombshell, man. Get a hold of it this morning. Amen. How many of you know that there's strain and pain in advancement? We know that just in life. You know, just to produce life, there's strain and pain to give birth. There's always strain and pain in advancement. And every time we move into another dimension and press into that next level of what God has for us, we press into it by faith. Somebody say faith. We press into it by learning faith and patience. And then once we learn faith and patience, the promise of God begins to manifest in our lives. And we see the promise become a reality. How many know that we enter into the kingdom through much tribulation? Isn't that what the Bible teaches? Through much tribulation. So we recognize that if I'm going to come into a place of real rulership with God, if I'm going to get to that place, there's a price that has to be paid for it. There's a sacrifice on my part. There's a laying down of my life that is required. There's something that has to happen in my life if I'm going to move into what God has for me. Huh? But His promise is there's always going to be double for your trouble. That's the promise. Somebody say double.
Double
for your trouble. He said, I will give you double for your shame. How do you remember that Elisha, when he saw the mantle that was on Elijah, he cried out, and what did he ask for? He said, I want a double portion. I want double. But what I want you to see here is that Elisha was asking for a twofold thing. He wasn't just asking for, Elijah, I want double of the Holy Ghost anointing that's on your life. I want to have twice as much as what you have. He was first of all positioning himself for the anointing of the eldest son. Somebody say the eldest son. Because the elder son always received two parts to all the other sons, one part. That's how it worked in the kingdom. The eldest son got a double portion because he was the eldest son. So he was asking for the inheritance of the elder son, which qualified him for a double inheritance. And he was saying, Elijah, you have a lot of spiritual sons, but I want to be the eldest son. I want to be the one that gets the double portion. I want to be the one that has the double inheritance. I want to have the double blessing. It shows us the picture of God's only begotten son. Jesus is the elder son. He's the firstborn. Oh, somebody help me this morning. The firstborn among many. Huh? You were in Adam, now you're in Jesus. He's your brother. Come on, man. Amen. He's the first son of many sons that would walk in the anointing. But more than that, he was saying to Elijah, I want the promise, and listen to this very carefully, of new developmental levels in my life. In other words, I'm asking you to increase my capacity. I want to increase who I am. Bring me to my potential. I want double. I don't want to do what you did. I want to do what you did, and I want to do more. I want to go to the next level. I want more than I got right now. I mean, that's the cry of our generation. I want more than I got right now. Some of it is towards the world, and some of it's towards God. But that's the cry of every human heart. I want more. And when he was asking for the promise of the new developmental levels in his life, he was saying, Elijah, what I'm asking you is to let me learn how to live out my inheritance. Let me learn how to live out my potential. Let me learn how to live out my life so that I can walk in my promise. And watch what Elijah says to him. Elijah's response to him was, you have asked a hard thing. You've asked me a very hard thing. In other words, Elisha, you're going to have to press into this dimension. It's coming by strain and pain, bro. There's going to be trouble on your way there. Come on, how do you know Elisha's life was not a cakewalk? You don't read the book. You'd be surprised what you'll read in that Bible if you'll read it. There's all kinds of crazy things in there, man. It's crazy stories. Amen? He said, you've asked a hard thing. He said, but if you want it, you're going to have to press into this dimension if that's really what you want. And he said this to him, but if you see me... Somebody say, but if you see me, literally in the Hebrew, what he is saying is, if you see eye to eye with me, that's what he's saying. If you see eye to eye with me when I go, then you can have what it is that you're asking for. In other words, Elisha, he said, if you will position yourself properly, if you'll put yourself in a place, in an arena for this development to take place in your life, if you'll get there, it'll happen in your life. But if you don't position yourself properly, if you don't set yourself in the right place, then what you're asking for can never manifest in your life. You won't have it. So how many understand that means that God is interested in positioning you as His people, positioning you as an occupying force so that you can be that occupying force, so that you can fulfill the destiny on your life? Is everybody okay? Because how many of you understand, even though we have a renewing of the mind, the works of the Spirit can sometimes really be lost on us? Huh? Because what we feel in our spirit, we have to process through our soul. Isn't that right? If you were here Wednesday night when Scott had everybody lined up in the front, he gave a beautiful illustration of how the spirit, soul, and body work in conjunction together. It has to be processed through the soul. And if we never renew our minds, then what's in our spirit will never remanifest in our life as a reality. It'll just stay in the spiritual realm. Somebody say, I got to renew my mind.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. The hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Pastor Janie Owens inviting you to tune in to a life-receiving word every Saturday morning at 10:30 a.m. on WCNO 89.9 FM. Join me and be blessed by God's word.
See you there in my Determined that the holding of the hand of the busiest American is not within the plan. While the newest gadgets are appealing to the eye, I just cannot sit and watch conscience in me die. Lord, entangle me with the gift of your truth and a sense of relief. Lord, tell me, sinners gathered round your tree, searching for the least of these. Well, I've made the newest PowerPoint, I've thrown facts and figures out, I've led a host of deep discussions, asking what it's all about. But you're there in the shadows of opinions I expel. Completed soul with the only truth to tell. Lord, entangle me with the gift of your truth and a sense of real need. Lord, entangle me, sinners gathered round your truth, searching for the least of these. Deepest need, go with me there, I pray. Entangle me, Father, won't you take me deep? Pull me up, push me up to the fray. Lord, entangle me with the gift of your truth and a sense of real need. Sinners gathered round your truth, searching for the least of these. Lord, tell me, with the gift of your truth and a sense of relief. Lord, tell me, sinners gathered round your truth, searching for the least of these.
my Jesus, near to you. Do you know that his love is really, really, really so really true? Or do you read his book only when you feel in love? Do you run to him because there's no other place to go? Tell me, what does Jesus mean?
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall.